You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi. On today's episode, you are going to hear an excerpt from this week's episode of the Out to Be Podcast, which is my podcast. If you are not subscribed to the Out to Be Podcast, you can go head over there wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe, because we have great content coming out every week, just like we do here on the Daily Music Business Podcast. So you're going to hear an excerpt from this week's episode. If you want to hear the full episode, you can head over to my podcast after you listen here. And in this excerpt, we're going to be going over the music career roadmap. Not to be confused with last week's episode, this music career roadmap is something that I created back in December of 2020, and it's all about the phases of your music career and where you should be investing your time and energy based on each phase. So, go ahead, take a listen. I want to hear your thoughts after you listen. Another thing that you're going to hear in this episode is me sharing how my one-on-one private coaching spots are now open for enrollment. I have 3 spots up for grabs, and this is going to be the last time I open spots for at least 4 to 6 months. So if you've been craving private mentorship or you want a one-on-one coach to help you bring that juicy strategy into your career, help you reach your goals, as well as work through any mindset blocks that come up that are holding you back, then this is the mentorship program for you. This is for musicians, music industry coaches, and music teachers, and what I like to call multifaceted music entrepreneurs. You might be all 3 of those things or a combination of them, or you just might be a musician who has so many different passions and you're trying to figure out how to grow a music career that makes you money and is sustainable while still really focusing on all of those different passions. So I'm the coach for you. If that's what you're looking for, you can head to the link in the show notes we'll put there to apply. And otherwise, I can't wait to hear from you all. Listen to this episode, then shoot me a DM on Instagram and let me know which phase of your career you're in.
Product Suite is basically your suite of products, the offers that you have, and how they all fit together. Your product suite should be made up of several different offers that go cohesively with your brand and with what you teach, and also can offer different aspects of price point and attention point or like closeness of working with you, depending on who you are and what you do. Even as a musician, you want to have like free stuff, you know, the streaming stuff, the maybe Patreon that they can pay for, the higher level things. So when you're creating an offer suite, you'll likely start with one offer and then you will build it to expand upon it and have items and offers and programs that are accessible for people at all different levels of interest and need. So now that we've gone over that, a while back, actually, in December of 2020, I did an Instagram post where I talked about your music career roadmap. Now, this is not to be confused with last week's episode where I talked about the cycle of your music career or the phases of your music career. This is rather the roadmap that you go on as your career grows. So basically, it was walking you through what phase of your career you were in and where you should be investing based on that. And that's something I actually want to go over today. So phase 1 is getting started. This focus is on writing a lot of songs, starting your artist social media presence and your brand, and showing up regularly. Focus is also on networking and really strengthening your money mindset and your time management. If you are in this phase, then programs like I was talking about that might be a good fit for you are From Stress to Success and the Wealthy Musician Bundle. You also might grab some books or listen to podcasts or programs that help you focus on songwriting skills and even some branding support, as well as personal development support, which you should always be doing. Phase 2 is about getting out there. So here you might focus on gigging locally, releasing music and getting press. You might focus on social media and email list growth. So this is what you should really be giving your attention to in the second phase. Programs that are great for this include the Audience Builder Bundle, and I also always recommend Bree Noble's course, Rock Your Next Release, which is all about helping you release music. If you want to grab some info about that or you want to get in on that, shoot me a message on Instagram and I'll send you the link to learn more about that course. So in this phase, as a musician, you're going to be focusing on gigging support, release support, and again, social media support, because those are the things that you want to be growing as you grow your audience and you grow your repertoire and your offers, starting with music. phase three is going to be growth. So this is where you would focus on creating a dedicated audience and fan base and doing more collaborations as well as growing your network. So this is also where you might introduce another offer. You might start to coach or you might start to teach. And you might start to, maybe you launch a Patreon if you don't want to coach or teach. Maybe you release another album. Or maybe you do work for hire composing. Or you focus on sync. Or you go on tour. Or you do something like that. As far as program recommendations, Out to Launch is a great program for that, to either launch your Patreon or to launch your coaching program or your teaching program, right? So you can also get custom support at this point as well, but this is where you're going to start to grow that product suite or that offer suite, just like I was talking about at the beginning of this episode. So now that you've built a really strong foundation in phase one and phase two, where you've established yourself as an artist, you've worked on your craft, you've worked on your skill, you've built up your audience, now we can start to introduce more higher ticket streams of income and offers for you to start to build your offer suite. Now, phase four is expansion. So this is where you're going to focus on building and expanding your product suite and increasing your revenue even more so. We want to improve those launch skills. We want to improve those promo and sales skills and really just grow to an even bigger audience than you already are, continuing to introduce new offers that serve your audience and just build the reach of the offers that you already have as well. Keep in mind that throughout this whole process, you're going to have that cycle that we talked about last week where you're going to go in creation mode and reevaluation mode and all of those things. And, you know, some offers might not make it. I used to have the Out to Be membership, which we kind of got rid of because it just wasn't serving us. And that's okay. That's all part of it. But it's worth just mentioning there, like, there will be highs and lows. There will be things that don't work out that you try. But as far as the roadmap goes, we're kind of going into these phases of growth. Where do you want to invest in this phase? So as far as my programs go, the Out to Be Mastermind or one-on-one coaching would be the best fit here. You can also look into custom support with any type of coach or any coach to learn how to grow, to learn how to scale, sell, and promote effortlessly and consistently. Now, ongoing work that you also want to be doing, if this is worth mentioning, you want to make sure that you're always honing in your vocal craft, your instrument craft. If you are a coach or a teacher, you want to make sure that you're constantly nurturing that skill and that knowledge. So reading books on your expertise, taking more courses on your expertise, and really just growing your expertise there so that you can always up-level as a coach or a teacher. Personal development and money mindset work are always things you should be working on as a business owner. And always you should be nurturing your network and fan base. So those are things that, of course, you'll like really, really build up at the beginning when you're growing that foundation. But that's also ongoing work. So you also would want to invest in like voice and instrument teachers, webinars, books, conferences. Obviously, you're going to invest in gear when you need to. But you don't want to make sure that's the only thing you're investing in. And again, studio and recording costs, which you will invest in when you're recording. Don't get caught up in the cycle of constantly recording or constantly writing or constantly buying gear and ignoring the business side of your career. Though, you know, of course, if you're here, you already know that. But it's really important to make sure that you're investing in both the business side and that like tech, skill, gear side of things. A lot of people will get caught up in the, you know, getting in the studio or whatever and neglect their audience, and then you're putting music out to no one. So that's kind of a waste of money in and of itself. But those are the things that you want to consider. This was a very fun episode. I had a lot of fun talking to the invisible you who is now listening to me stream into your ears. Let me know what phase in your career you feel like you're in and how this resonated. So go ahead, shoot me a DM on Instagram at Katie Zaccardi. Once again, if you are looking for high-level support, hands-on support, mentorship support in your music career, go ahead and apply to my one-on-one coaching. The link is going to be in the show notes to do that. Spots will close this week, so if you're listening to this at a later time, I cannot guarantee that we'll still have spots open, but if you're listening to this in lifetime, go apply now before those spots are filled. And otherwise, I'll talk to you all next week.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome to us talking about our podcast for a minute.
What's the name of that podcast?
That's Axe to Grind. And right now you're going to be getting a little taste of it, right down to the shaking microphone and all.
And my name's Bob.
And my name's Patrick. And usually we're joined by Tom.
Tom's the best. Tom has a real grown-up job that requires him to be at work. But we talk about decidedly not so grown-up things like
hardcore music and things that people that like hardcore music tend to like.
So that could be the latest shows, revisiting classic material, talking about the new classics, all the little dorm room nonsense that you imagine from a niche music podcast that you either love, want to love, or hate.
Yeah, imagine all the emotions that you have towards a genre that has impacted your life, and then condense them down to an hour to 2 hours a week.
So triangulate your speakers. Think about jumping off the bed, singing along, dancing like an idiot, and listen to Axe to Grind podcast.